In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. And now, appropriately enough, a story about a fight for independence. There's arguably nothing that represents the independent spirit of Texas more than the Alamo. You know the one. It's most famous for what happened there in 1836 during the Texas Revolution. That's when just a few hundred would-be Texans and their allies temporarily held off a few thousand members of the Mexican army. But more than 175 years later, there's a new struggle for control of the Alamo. Laura Rice explains.
You'd be forgiven if the most you know about the Alamo comes from the 1960 film of the same name starring John Wayne as Davy Crockett.
Well, thanks, friend. If you don't insist on having them to yourself, I'll give you a hand.
Pleasure, friend.
But for many Texans, this place is sacred, as this excerpt from an Alamo audio tour explains.
The stones of the church wall were spotted with blood. The doors were splintered and battered in.
People will come up to you and they'll tell you their Alamo story. Whatever that is, I came with my grandmother. My grandfather came and showed me around the Alamo. We all have our own concept of the Alamo and what it is and what it stands for.
Becky Denon is the new director of the Alamo. She got the job in February, just before the state of Texas canceled its contract with the Daughters of the Republic of Texas to manage the Alamo. The DRT, a group of women who can trace their ancestry to early supporters of an independent Texas, had been taking care of the site for about a century. But the state cited numerous problems, including poorly cared for buildings. Number one on the list, poor money management. So the Alamo itself might not be making a lot of money, but as I walk across the street here, it's pretty clear everyone else is. There's a Ripley's, believe it or not, and one of those wax museums, along with about a dozen gift shops selling T-shirts and candy and everything else. Now, the Alamo may be rethinking its neighbors and extending its footprint, but probably the biggest part of Denon's job is to lead an enormous fundraising campaign for the Alamo. Still, she emphasizes there's a more important goal than making money.
This is really about telling the story of the Alamo. Certainly, we want it to operate in the black, but our goal's not revenue.
Denon says there will never be a fee to enter the Alamo itself, but it could cost something to visit a future museum. A museum at the site is a requirement of the recent donation of the largest private collection of Alamo artifacts, gifted to Texas by Phil Collins.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yes, that Phil Collins. The British rocker is also a Texas history enthusiast.
Maybe that's a little bit of what sparked it. Maybe that was a great kick in the pants that he gave to all of us to say now's the time to do the right thing for the Alamo.
And that brings us back to the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Though they've given up their fight to remain the Alamo's caretakers, they're concerned about the idea of charging any visitor fees. And they're not letting the state have the 38,000 documents they've collected over the years related to Alamo and Texas history. Lamont Jefferson is representing the DRT in a lawsuit.
The lawsuit basically says that the daughters own the collection at the library that is on the Alamo complex. The state of Texas has taken the position that the collection belongs to the state of Texas unless the daughters can prove otherwise.
The DRT says it's worried the Alamo will become too commercial. The group's president has said she doesn't want it to become Disneyland. Director Becky Denon says the Alamo won't become Disneyland, but maybe more like another U.S. historical site.
For people who've been to see the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, similar to what they have redone that space.
Though Texas and the Alamo's new leadership envision a new future for the historical site, one thing will never change.
And you will always remember the Alamo.
In San Antonio, I'm Laura Rice for Marketplace.